From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Last week, we learned about the death of musician Jay Bennett. So many of you have put your thoughts about this talented guitarist and keyboard player on the All Songs Considered blog. You can read those thoughts about his work with Wilco and his solo projects, or add your own. Go to npr.org/blogs. At the end of June, Wilco will release their 7th studio record, their 3rd since Jay Bennett's departure. The band had been streaming their new record, simply called Wilco, the album, at their website. It's not there now, but maybe there again. For now, we have this song for you. It's the closing track to the record, a record filled with stronger songwriting and more edge than Sky Blue Sky, their last record, but doesn't quite have the adventure that made a record like Yankee Hotel Foxtrot a favorite of mine. This song from Wilco, the album, is called Everlasting.
Everything alive must die. Every building built to the sky will fall. But don't try to tell me my everlasting love is a lie. Everlasting. Everything. Oh, nothing could mean anything at all. That hits the show. Every book that I adore, gone like a circus, gone like a troubadour. Everlasting love forevermore. Could mean anything at all. Oh, I know this might sound sad, but everything goes both good and the bad.
The song is called Everlasting. It's from a CD called Wilco, the album, and that record comes out on the 30th of June. It's always fun to hear the apparent influence of one band on another. I'm going to play music from an Austin band called Loxley. They're spelled L-O-X-S-L-Y. There are certainly at times a bit of Wilco in this band, but I'd not play a minute of Loxley if they weren't full of their own creative ideas, great pedal steel playing, and strong songs. All of that makes up their current record called Tomorrow's Fossils. This song is called As the Constellation's Arms Uncurled. That's Loxley. The band began as the home recording project of Cody Ground. The new record includes a full band, and it's called Tomorrow's Fossils, and I just played the song titled As the Constellation's Arms Uncurled. Ohad Benchetrit has been recording as Do Make Say Think for more than a decade. He sometimes records and tours with Broken Social Scene. Now the Toronto musician has another project. It's music that's mostly ambient, full of experiments with guitar, in particular acoustic guitar. The new project's called Years, and this tune is called Kids Toy Love Affair. That's Years, the moniker of Ohad Benchetrit. The CD's filled with mostly short tracks, mostly instrumental, many acoustic. That tune was called Kids Toy Love Affair. We've been playing and talking about Regina Spektor's music here on All Songs Considered since the day we received a fairly homemade CD of her songs back around 2002. These days, a million people might reach in their pockets to pay for a Regina Spektor record. In late June, Spektor will release her new CD called Far. We have this song for you from that CD. It's called Laughing With.
No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving or freezing or so very poor. No one laughs at God when a doctor calls after some routine tests. No one's laughing at God when it's gotten real late and their kid's not back from that party yet. No one laughs at God when their airplane starts to uncontrollably shake. No one's laughing at God when they see the one they love hand in hand with someone else and they hope that they're mistaken. No one laughs at God when the cops knock on their door and they say, "We got some bad news, sir." No one's laughing at God when there's a famine, fire, or flood. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a good guy theme joke. Or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head, you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told he'll give you money if you just pray the right way. And when presented like a genie with his magic like Houdini, or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus, God could be so hilarious, huh? Ha ha. a god in a hospital. No one laughs at god in a war. No one's laughing at god when they've lost all they got and they don't know what for. No one laughs at god on a day they realize that the last sight they'll ever see is a pair of hateful eyes. No one's laughing at god when they're saying their goodbyes. But god could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a good guy think joke. Or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told to give you money if you just pray the right way. And when presented like a genie who does magic like Houdini or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus. God could be so hilarious. But no one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. Starving or freezing or so very poor. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. We're all laughing with God.
The music of Regina Spektor from her CD Far. I've now listened to the CD 4 consecutive times. I really love it. It's a CD where the lyrics really matter. I'm a lyrics first person. In other words, the first time I hear a record, if the lyrics are boring, I generally don't listen again. I think I'm in the minority on this, but I'm curious. Do you listen to words first time around? How much do words matter to you? I'll put a blog post up on the All Songs Considered blog, and you can take our poll and leave your thoughts. The Starlight Mints have been making music in Norman, Oklahoma for the past 13 years. They've been a three-piece band at times and sometimes an eight-piece band. These days, there are five Starlight Mints. They all play a bit of everything, and what they can't play, they'll sample. I asked them about the opening trombone sound that you're about to hear on a song called Zumba. I found out that they'd sampled it from a trombone instructor and then slowed it down. They were looking for a sound like a New Orleans funeral march, something like the beginning of Live and Let Die. But they're not sure they got it just right. But it's a great part anyway. Listen to this song. It's called Zumba.
Oh,
Starlight Mints, music from a recording called Change Remains, and that music comes out digitally on the 9th of June and on a CD on the 21st of July. Christina Corton has been playing violin since she was 3, eventually making it to the Juilliard School, but she always knew she could sing, and that became her desire. She began writing songs and singing at clubs. Eventually, her two worlds collided, and Christina Corton found herself singing with Yo-Yo Ma at Carnegie's Zankel Hall. Now, Christina Corton has released a self-titled CD on Nonesuch. This song is called Bunda.
Go by so fast.
Christina Korten, her self-titled debut record, is filled with great musicians, including John Bryan, Greg Lees, Jim Keltner, and Mark Rebo. The song we just heard is called Bunda. A few items to hear. Now, on the NPR Music site, things that are there now but will vanish shortly, we have the new Dirty Projectors record on our First Listen series, so you can hear that entire record online and leave your thoughts on the website. Go to npr.org/firstlisten to find it. We have the entire new collaboration between Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse. That collection of new songs is called Dark Night of the Soul. And speaking of dark nights, there's a fantastic CD called Dark Was the Night, 31 songs by artists writing and performing original works, including Sufjan Stevens, Arcade Fire, Yeasayer, Cat Power, Andrew Bird, and so many more. There was a concert at Radio City Music Hall at the top of May that included David Byrne, Feist, Bon Iver, The National, Sharon Jones, and the Dap Kings, and Dirty Projectors. We have that concert online now. You can find it by going to the All Songs Considered homepage, npr.org/allsongs, or download it by subscribing to the All Songs Considered live concert podcast. We'll end our show with a favorite of mine from that concert. It's a version of Flume by Bon Iver that includes quite a collection of musicians, including members of The National. I'm Bob Boylan. Our show is produced by Robin Hilton. Stephen Thompson edits the show. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. Thank you.
so much. It's been so fun.